Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis. KFH.
It is 10:28 on a football Friday. Welcome back to the show. It's Shane and Jad today. Bruce is on the road, but he's also on the hotline with us. Bruce, what's your 20? Where are you?
I am almost to the Kansas border, headed east on what the hell am I on?
70?
I-70. Yeah, that's
okay.
Right. I-70.
Good.
I always get those east-west thoroughfares.
Sure.
I-70.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Todd Bent.
Kansas border.
Todd Benway from State Farm, are you in Sedgwick County at least?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. You got your feet on the ground and ready to make the picks. Todd, you guys have only had one losing week. Otherwise, you are above 500 as a unit, and you'd be proud of Paul Brooks, who went 4-3 for you last week.
Way to go, Paul.
All right, everybody ready to make the picks?
Let's go.
All right, let's do it. Starting off in the Big 12, I will go first. By the way, State Farm and myself went 4-3 last week, and Bruce went 5-2, so he won the week. Inches a little closer to 500. First game of the day is the Sunflower Showdown. It is KU catching 19.5 against Kansas State. We all took West Virginia last week. And we were all burned by a really bad beat backdoor cover by the since-departed Puka Williams, who ran a kickoff back for a touchdown to cover for KU. I suppose it's possible that happens again. The spread is similar. It was 22.5 last week. It's 19.5 this week. I'll take KU, maybe a dumb pick. No arrows point toward that, but I'll just go contrarian and take KU to cover 19.5. Bruce?
Yeah, I really struggled with this one, Shane. I get the sense that you did too. Don't really have a feel for this. I think K-State plays really good defense generally. Kansas scores, what, maybe 10 points in this game? So do you get me to 30 for K-State? Okay, I'll take K-State, but with not a lot of conviction. It's a lot of points.
K-State. Laying the 19.5 for Bruce. All right, break the tie for us. Todd, who you got, KU or K-State in the Sunflower Showdown?
Yeah, I don't know how, with Puka opting out,
yeah.
I don't know what kind of, if they have anybody that can do anything for the Jayhawks, so we're going to have to go with the Cats.
That's pretty solid logic. They're one playmaker, although he hadn't made a lot of plays in the last year and a half or so. Puka Williams has opted out, but he did run back that kick for a touchdown at the end of that West Virginia game. Bruce, you go first on this one, and maybe the game of the day in the Big 12. Oklahoma State is hosting Iowa State, and the Cowboys after, a couple of weeks off, really. They didn't play Baylor last week. Oklahoma State is favored by 3.5 at Stillwater against Iowa State.
Boy, Iowa State's playing well right now. Oklahoma State, I don't think, has really played anyone unless you give them the credence for the West Virginia win. I think they're going to get their starter back at quarterback, at least part-time player this weekend. All right. I can't remember. Well, you know what? I'm going to take Iowa State. I'm vacillating on this one, but I think I'll take Iowa State good defensive football team and a quarterback that's throwing at about a 78% clip over the last 2 weeks.
Todd Benway from State Farm. Can Iowa State on the road keep this game within a field goal?
Well, I tell you, you know, Oklahoma State not having played for a while, and I don't know if Iowa State was off last week as well, but, Breece Hall, the Wichita Northwest boy, is doing really, really well.
Yes, he is.
Over there. So we'll take the points. I think it's going to be close. We'll take Iowa State.
Man, I was going to take Iowa State, too, and I shouldn't pick just because you guys picked the same team that I wanted. So I shouldn't necessarily take Oklahoma State and lay in the 3.5, but it's just for fun, so I'm going to anyway. I'll take Oklahoma State. Todd, you can go first on this one. This game has been flexed to the Sunday night game in the NFL. It's Seattle at Arizona. The Seahawks got a bye week last week, and the Cardinals kind of did too because they trounced the Cowboys 38-10. Seattle is giving 3.5 points to the home team. Seattle, 3.5 point favorite on the road. Todd, you go first.
Man, Seattle has looked so good. Now, the Cardinals looked really good last Monday night, but they were playing the Cowboys, and they're horrible. So we'll go with the Seahawks after a bye week.
All right, Seattle to cover that 3.5. I will go Arizona just because Seattle can't stop anybody. They're leading the NFL in points, but they are hemorrhaging yards and points on the other side. And I don't know that Kyler Murray could have looked much worse throwing the ball as he did on Monday night, and yet they won by 28 points, and he threw two long bombs. So give me Arizona to stay inside the 3.5 at home on primetime Sunday night. Bruce, you want to break the tie here?
I'm going with the Cardinals in this game. I think Buda Baker is one of the emerging stars in the National Football League, maybe the best safety in all the NFL. And Vance Joseph has done a really nice job with that defense. That defense has gotten pretty stingy. I realize trying to keep the Cowboys under control is a little different than keeping the Seahawks under control. But I like Arizona at home. I'm going with the Cardinals.
All right. And, again, that game has been flexed to the Sunday night game due to the uncertainty of the Raiders and Buccaneers, a game not featured here. Pittsburgh and Tennessee, maybe the game of the day on Sunday. A couple of unbeatens and a couple of teams kind of like looking at themselves in a mirror. Like to run the football, like to smash you in the mouth defensively. Pittsburgh is a teeny tiny favorite, -1.5. Over Tennessee. Pittsburgh's a little bit more multidimensional on offense, although Ryan Tannehill's playing pretty high level again, and he has ever since he took over the starting role a couple years ago. Give me Pittsburgh, obviously in a close one, because the odds makers think it's super close too, but I'll take Pittsburgh and lay the 1.5 against Tennessee. Bruce, you're next.
You have nothing to add other than I agree with you. Pittsburgh.
All right. Pittsburgh, you want to make it a clean sweep, Todd, for State Farm. You want to take Pittsburgh or Tennessee?
No, I kind of like Tennessee and what Derrick Henry's doing there. And as long as Tannehill, if he can protect the football, I think we'll be okay.
All right, so we differ on that one. We've had a little separation here on the picks this week, so this ought to be fun. Good. See how this works out. Bruce, you go first on this one. This is my morbid curiosity pick. It's the football team against the Cowboys, and I have put it at a pick 'em. They're playing in Washington. Dallas and Washington, just give me a straight-up winner.
Can the Cowboys possibly be as dreadful as we saw last weekend? I mean, really? You give me Dallas, but this is the last time I'm giving them any faith. Dallas wins in a close game.
All right. Todd, what do you think?
I gotta hope that the Cowboys can pull this out. So we're gonna go Dallas.
I'm kind of with Bruce. Like, they couldn't play any worse than they did against Arizona. I'm sick, but I'll take Washington. Give me Washington. Give me the football team. Give me the football team over the Cowboys. The football team over America's team. Todd Benway for State Farm. You go first here. This is a Chiefs game. Maybe weather. Going to be cold, maybe snow, but Kansas City's still a large favorite. They are favored by 9.5 at Denver against the Broncos. Todd Benway from State Farm, who you got?
Until the Chiefs show me that they can't do it, I don't know how you can bet against them. So we're going to go with Kansas City.
All right. I think maybe a backdoor cover is in play here with Denver. Drew Lock, I think, is supposed to be back. You can either tell us or withhold it if you want to, Bruce. I don't care which. But I think Denver backdoor covers here.
I like Kansas City by 10 in this game. Drew Lock is playing, played last week. Didn't get it in the end zone last week. Remember, 6 Brendan McManus field goals.
Oh, that's right. He did play last week. Yeah, okay.
He did play. So he'll play this week. 25 degrees and snow at kickoff. And maximum for Denver, 17. And I don't see the Chiefs scoring much less than 27 or so. So I'll go 27-17 by definition. That gives me Kansas City and the under.
It does give you the under, and that's our next one. You went out of turn, but we'll allow it since you're a co-host. I'll go over. I think 30-17 will do me just fine. That'll be 47,
okay,
which is over 46.5. Todd, who you got? Over or under 46.5 total points?
Yeah, we'll take the overs.
All right. So here we go. We have 2 overs, 2 Chiefs, 2 Cowboys, 2 Steelers, 2 Cardinals, 2 Cyclones, 2 Wildcats. No clean sweeps. I like it.
Wow.
I like it a lot. Yeah, we're going to have a little bit of separation here. But again, State Farm is in the lead, and Bruce and I are just chasing right now. They are 20-14 after Paul Brooks went 4-3 last week. Todd,
boy,
good luck with your picks. Appreciate you joining us, and appreciate State Farm for their long, long partnership with us. Thanks a lot, and have a great weekend,
yeah,
Todd. All right, Bruce, are you in Hoxie yet?
No,
or,
I'm not in Hoxie. I'm in. What is it? Almost the Flagler. I'm still on the Colorado side of the border, but I'll be headed down there. Going to go watch our son play basketball tonight, and then head back tomorrow before weather Armageddon hits in the afternoon and the evening. So, kind of a crazy back and forth, but that's what you do for your kids, right?
Yep, and it's that time of year too, especially for you out there. Heads up for 6 inches of snow at the drop of a hat. Be safe, man. We'll talk to you, okay?
Thanks, brother. Talk to you Monday.
All right. There goes Bruce. He's on his way to see his kid, and there are your State Farm picks. When Jad and I return, we'll find out what happened on this day in sports history. We'll talk cartoons, and we'll get you ready for the weekend. It is 10:40 on Sports Daily. Appreciate you guys and gals listening today and all week and however long you do it, we love you. And we're getting you ready for the weekend, too. It's 97.5 and 1240 KFH. This is Sports Daily.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!